We have stated our absolute rejection to the premature, reckless, senseless ending of the lockdown.
EFF leader Julius Malema on Thursday came out strongly against the decision by government to move the country into the COVID-19 lockdown alert level 3 as of June 1st. Malema said his party was completely opposed to the decision as it was not based on any scientific evidence.
The lockdown was supposed to give the country space and time to fix public health care system, which was already overburdened by pre-existing diseases. Over 80% of the country's population depends on hospitals and clinics facilities provided for by government. Many of these facilities are dilapidated, under-resourced, and understaffed. For many years now, to go to a public hospital in South Africa is to go to die and not to be saved from illness.
Malema called on South Africans to engage in a mass stay-away and defy regulations gazetted by government for alert level 3. Malema said government was no longer interested in saving the lives of people but had put in the forefront the interest of quote-unquote white monopoly capital.
Government has not renovated any hospital or given any significant improvements, admittedly. Even the misguided events-based temporal quarantine centers will not meet the demand that is coming. In essence, our healthcare is not ready to give the poor and the black majority a fighting chance over COVID-19. The white community and some insignificant minority blacks elite will rely on private healthcare, which are fully functional, fully resourced, and ready to give them a fighting chance. Many of them will recover, not because they have better immune system, but because of quality healthcare. However, black people in black communities who could have lived another 10 years will die, not because they have a bad immune system, but because they did not get the healthcare.
With government forging ahead with opening sectors of the economy that have been closed since the beginning of the lockdown, Malema said the EFF was not in the business of protecting the economy against the people's lives. According to Malema, it was senseless to open the economy while putting the lives of people at risk of contracting the novel COVID-19 virus.
We have stated our absolute rejection to the premature, reckless, senseless ending of the lockdown.
Malema also continued that the reopening of the schools as of June 1st was also irrational and encouraged South Africans to not send their kids back to school. Malema said it was impossible to expect pupils to be able to practice social distancing and adhere to all the precautionary measures not to contract coronavirus. Malema was particularly scathing on the leadership of President Cyril Ramaphosa, whom he accused of resigning from his duties of protecting all South Africans with the announcement of easing the lockdown.
By telling the whole country that it is now in your hands, Ramaphosa was rendering his resignation as a captain of the ship, the number one citizen and a commander-in-chief.
Reporting for Sunday Times, I'm Zingisa Mvumbo.